school assembly recently, and one of the head teacher in the school assembly said, "Thing about you, John, is that you must have lots of crops at home." So I thought, remove them. I thought we'd have Vicar John's prop box today. There we go. Handle with care. What's in there? Hello. Right. Anthea is going to give us a twirl. And Anthea, what's in the prop box today?
Am I brave enough to look after that?
I don't know.
You can tell. This calls for a good rummage.
Going to make the one thing all combined together. nose, yeah? What else? What else are you going to hit me with?
Well, I'm not going to hit you. I expect you cash into it. One bottle of water.
Ah, well, this one's interesting, the bottle of water. Bottle of water, just a bottle of water. If we were to freeze it, it would be ice. If we were to boil it, it would become steam. So it's one entity, but it has three components to it. It can be ice, it can be water, it can be steam. So three things in one bottle.
And the shamrock, I'm beginning to get the idea.
Yeah.
Three leaves as one leaf.
Yeah. Thank you.
Even for the Irish.
Even for the Irish rugby team. Thank you, St. Patrick, for that one.
Indeed. Hang on, three pictures of you.
Three pictures of me, but only one me. Thank goodness. Now, I was taught when you use a visual aid, then you need to make it a big one. So our final visual aid today is
me.
Because the visual aid is a little bigger than that. I can find a box to get into. So why am I the visual aid today? Well, in my family life, there's three parts to me. I'm a son, I'm a husband, and I'm a father. There's three different groups of people who interact with me in three different ways. My mum, who tells me off. My wife, who tells me off. My children. No! They all love me, and all love me in different ways as well. How? But there's only one of me, the one that interacted with three different groups of people in three different ways. And that's what the Trinity is like. We've got God the Father, Creator God, Big God. The God that we think of as creating this wonderful world that we live in, that we are supposed to be custodians of, that we are supposed to look after, to hand it on to the next generation. So we've got the Creator God. We then, God wanted to reveal himself to us as to how we should live our lives. So we have the Son of God. We have Jesus, the Son of God. And then when Jesus ascended into heaven for the final time, he said that he was going to send the Spirit to us in order to embolden us, for us to be bold, for us to be strong, for us to go out and be able to live the lives that God wants us to live. But the God that wants us to live is the encapsulation of all those three together. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Three entities, one person. In my life, three different groups of relationships. A son, husband, and father. But only one me. But only one me. And that's how we interact with one another as a family unit, differently in each case, but also just combining to make the one as well. And that is what the Trinity is about, relating to God in three different ways, and God relating to us in three different ways, in order for us to develop our relationship with Him. But I hear you say,
three candles, is it
worth saying? Yeah, three candles. So, this is where the wardens get a bit nervous. When do the fire extinguishers last test it? Right. Oh, with our wonderful church wardens, most definitely. Right. So, this is Creator God. This is God the Father. This is green for ordinary time. And the God who made the universe, the God who reveals everything to us through the known universe. Then, because people were getting so off message, they were so weren't doing what God wanted them to do, he sent Jesus into the world, born in Bethlehem. Jesus' wonderful ministry, where he taught everybody, where he went round healing people, being with one another. So that's Jesus, that's representing Jesus. And of course Jesus, who died on the cross, but then came back on the most glorious day of Easter, the resurrection. And then Jesus ascended into heaven and said that at Pentecost the disciples would receive the Holy Spirit, hence the red. Three different flames. But if we combine the flames, and the flame gets bigger and more powerful, three separate flames, three flames together, making one flame altogether. And that is the Trinity. Three different lights that actually combining to make the greatest light of all, our eternal loving God. Yeah, so that's the three candles. Together, they're more majestic, more wonderful than we can ever think that they are. And that's what the Trinity is. We can't really explain the Trinity. We can't really picture the Trinity. Because it is beyond our understanding. It's beyond our vocabulary, probably. And I just want you to think about those different ways that we've spoken about one knee, interacting in three different ways, and the flames coming together to be more majestic, more wonderful as they combine to one. I said last week that you cannot turn God into an equation because the equation of the Trinity is 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 1. That's what the Trinity is. 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 1. God is not a formula. You can't put him into a box. Can't make him a resource. He is there for us to build a relationship with him and for him to lead us on our way. I said at 8 o'clock this morning that being a Christian and being a person of faith, sometimes it's just like standing on the edge of the pool and jumping into the deep end. You might not understand everything about it, but you start swimming. And through the journey, you get to learn. God is with us in that journey. God in three parts, for us to be empowered by him, and also for us in order to follow him. Right, so that's the Trinity. So we're now going to